A vote in Slovakia could have big ramifications on the European bailouts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now, the global perspective on business and economics. There's an important vote today in Slovakia on the size of the euro currency fund, which would help bail out neighboring European countries. Now, there's no guarantee Slovakia will vote in favor of expanding the fund because of infighting between parties in the Slovakian parliament. The BBC's Bethany Bell is in the capital, Bratislava. She's with us now. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
We've just heard that the junior partner in Slovakia's coalition government has said it's going to abstain from the vote today. What does that mean?
Well, it means that the outcome of the bailout fund is in doubt at the moment. For the Slovakian leader, it means it could spell the end of her governing coalition because she will not have enough votes to get this key vote through on the bailout fund.
How crucial, Bethany, is this vote in Slovakia to the Eurozone bailout plan?
Well, all of the Eurozone members have to vote in favor of this bailout plan. Now, the only country that has not done it is Slovakia. It's the last one, and it's crucial that it does if the bailout fund is to go ahead.
How popular is the idea of a Eurozone bailout in Slovakia?
Well, a lot of Slovaks say we are the second poorest country in the Eurozone. We saved and scrimped for years and years to try and be a member of the Euro. And now we're being expected to bail out countries which are richer than we are. It's not fair. Other people are saying Slovakia benefited a great deal from the EU. And if the European economy starts going downhill, it will take Slovakia with it.
The BBC's Bethany Bell in Bratislava. Bethany, thank you.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. A mixed bag so far. European markets are lower as we await the Slovakian vote. But Asian shares were up today, an average of 1%. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 330 points to close at 11,433.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Jim Collins' new book, Great by Choice, exploring why some companies thrive despite immense uncertainty wherever books are sold. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Protests continue today on Wall Street and elsewhere over big compensation and little financial oversight. But things might not be looking so good for those who work in the securities industry. The Wall Street Journal reports the New York State Comptroller is predicting big losses and lower pay, as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
The report says the securities industry in New York could lose as many as 10,000 jobs by the end of next year. A lot of banks have been talking about layoffs. Goldman says it could cut 1,000 jobs plus. Credit Suisse and Barclays have both announced layoffs, though they haven't given numbers. Danny Sarch runs an executive search firm for the financial services industry, and he says everybody's worried about the economy and the regulatory environment. But that doesn't mean every company is laying people off.
We're saying Wall Street in the most general terms, which include investment banks and commercial banks. And essentially, even though it's the world sees it as one industry, it's really lots of mini industries.
The report also says bonuses will probably be smaller this year. The job cuts and smaller bonuses could have implications well beyond Wall Street. Both New York City and New York State depend heavily on the securities industry for tax revenue. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
There could be a $20 billion foreclosure settlement in the works between state attorneys general and the Justice Department and some of the nation's biggest banks. Fox Business reports there could be a possible deal by early next week over improper mortgage practices. Meantime, there's a still-to-be-resolved question of whether home buyers suffered any financial harm. Surveys show other types of harm, too. Marketplace Economy 4.0 special correspondent David Brancaccio is with us now. Hi, David.
Good morning, Steve.
So to understand the real costs, we have to measure the right things. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, Steve, you've seen the HBO series, The Wire, about
sure.
Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
That show makes it clear vacant houses breed crime. So it's not just the family and the home getting hurt or the bank itself. It's the wider neighborhood. Well, academics set out to measure this if they could. Dan Immergluck, a professor of city and regional planning at Georgia Tech, was one of those researchers. What he found was a big bump in foreclosures caused a big bump in violent crime.
Once you get one or two or three foreclosures on a block, you start really creating all kinds of negative spillover effects on the neighborhood, and crime is just one of those.
Well, what are these other so-called spillover effects of foreclosures?
Well, it's still a fairly new area of research, but one area that's been getting attention recently is health. The National Bureau of Economic Research has a paper suggesting when there are more foreclosures, there are more hospital visits. Janet Curry, an economist at Princeton, is one of the authors.
One of the biggest effects was mental health with anxiety or also suicide attempts.
Especially horrible was an increase in suicide attempts. 100 more foreclosures in a given zip code equaled about a 30% increase in attempted suicides.
So we've got more illness and we've got more crimes. What does this mean for policy?
Well, this could give ammunition to people like, for instance, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who just the other day said the Fed will do what it can to nurse the economy back to health, but that it would help if Congress came up with what he called a path to the future on, in fact, foreclosures. It's clear that even if our house is okay and we pay our mortgage on time, we're still paying for the foreclosure crisis in crime, health care costs, and other expensive ways.
Marketplace's David Brancaccio. David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And finally, a German designer and microbiologist has come up with a fabric made from high concentrations of casein, which is found in milk. Clothes made with a fabric, which has a texture similar to silk, will be sold under the designer's Mademoiselle Chichi label. Milk fabrics have been around for decades, but had to be mixed with a lot of chemicals, making them bad for the environment. The new version doesn't use any chemicals. It takes just under 2 gallons of milk to make an entire dress. The good news, of course, is that there's no expiration date. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. Get the podcast there and check the numbers throughout the day. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
There are economic indicators all over the place, some worthwhile, some not. So how about a few good alternatives?
The owners have either been evicted or left the home with no intention of returning to care for those animals.
I'm Kai Rizdal Petz, the United States Marine Corps, and a couple of unmentionables. New ways to track the economy next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.